Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the show. 你正在收听由辣妈英语秀带来的每日情景口语。This is Dina. 公众号迁移完成后的第一期节目，希望我们不断的创新和改变，能够带给各位辣椒更好的学习体验。全新升级，即将有更多的惊喜送给你。好，那一起走进本周的情景主题，温暖过冬。那上周我们给大家打开了五种表示冷的姿势，那本周就一起来抵御寒冷。第一天带给大家的表达是 bundle up， bundle up， 多穿点。 OK, let's go straight into the dialogues. Dialogue 1. Bundle up before you go outside. It's freezing today. I don't need to. It's not that cold.Bundle up before you go outside. It's freezing today. I don't need to. It's not that cold. Bundle up before you go outside. It's freezing today. I don't need to. It's not that cold. Dialogue 2.
Gosh, it's freezing. Aren't you cold in just a sweater?
Well, I'm okay. I'm used to winter in Beijing.
Wow, you're all bundled up. Gosh, it's freezing. Aren't you cold in just a sweater?
Well, I'm okay. I'm used to winter in Beijing.
Wow, you're all bundled up. Gosh, it's freezing. Aren't you cold in just a sweater?
Well, I'm okay.I'm used to winter in Beijing.
Wow, you're all bundled up.
那我们一起来看 bundle 这个词本意是捆绑。那冷冷的天气里我们要把衣服捆绑在身上，就是要多穿点，穿暖和一些。通常啊，这些都是妈妈们对我们的叮嘱，直到我们自己也成了妈妈，成了家长，才发现原本原以为的唠叨啊，都是妈妈们发自内心的关怀。虽然网友们总在调侃说，有一种冷，叫你妈觉得你冷，但是 Tina 也借着今天的节目跟各位辣椒说一句，是时候我们也给妈妈送上冬日里的关怀了，告诉他们多穿点 ,bundled up。OK, 那今天的对话当中啊还提到了 I'm used to winter in Beijing, 这里用到了 be used to something 的用法。那进入今天的升级拓展圈，我们一起来辨析时常被搞混的 used to be, used to do, be used to doing, be used to do。另外还有第二组对话的连读发音详解。每天一块钱轻松做学霸，在其他平台收听节目的朋友想要加入圈子，可以关注微信公众号辣妈英语秀，回复圈子就可以得到加入链接，点击进入还可以免费试听。 Tina 在圈子里等你来。好了，以上就是我们今天的全部内容，每日一译等你翻译。今天的句子是 Nobody can go back and start a new beginningBut anyone can start now and make a new ending. 留言区依然期待各位辣椒的精彩翻译呈现。OK, 每日情景口语，带入情景学口语。欢迎关注微信公众号辣妈英语秀，收看节目的完整内容文本，以及已有的64大主题、300多期情景口语节目，并可以按照关注后的步骤获取50部最适合学英语的电影和小猪佩奇的全四季英文件。OK, that's all for today. I'll see you guys around.Wonderland